You're listening to DraftKings Network.
So, Billy, what's going on with you and fake butter and real butter? And why is it that you and Chris are talking during the break about, I want to talk about butter and arguing about butter? Why does anyone argue about butter?
Why anything I do, Dan, right? I mean, I guess that's the question. Anyways, butter, Dan. You like butter? You like butter.
Really?
Here's the thing about butter.
That feels like a fat joke. That doesn't.
No, it wasn't a fat joke. I was just curious if you like butter. But
you better not talk bad about butter here, Billy. Just be careful.
Well, okay, so this is what I'm learning, right? Butter by itself, like actual butter, not as good as like the fake butter, like the buttery spread. I'm becoming more pro buttery spread than butter. And I know what's gonna happen. All the pro butter people are gonna come out and they're gonna be totally like killing me over this take. But if you go and you get like the prepackaged ones, like in a little container to put it on toast, the buttery spread is so much easier to spread on your bread. It's like creamy, it goes right on, where the butter itself is like hard and then it breaks your toast and your toast goes into 1,000 pieces. That'll happen to you guys.
Billy, you are a rookie, man. Take your butter out of the fridge like 10 minutes before you use it. Yep. Boom, problem solved.
No, he's right. You have to frost your butter. You have to. I mean, everyone knows that. Otherwise, you're playing a dangerous game with the butter.
You have to frost. Yeah,
with the buttery spread, I don't have to. I could just go in, get the butter, put it on my toast.
But it's less quality.
Yeah.
It's less quality.
Yeah. It tastes the same.
No. It's crap.
Yeah, you're being lazy.
Billy, I think anytime you break things down into smaller and smaller things, like a stick of butter being stuck into a bottle that you could spray out on your piece of bread, toast, bagel, whatever, it makes the product worse. It's a stick of butter. Like, a stick of butter is fantastic.
The spray butter, it's never actually been sold at full capacity. It's always at the very end, and you have to turn it just right to get it. I've never been able to get a clean spray of it's not butter.
No, not spray butter. You guys are twisting what I'm saying. I'm talking about like the butter like that comes in the tub and you take off the top and then you go in with the knife and then you go and you spread it out and then you go back another time and it's like, oh my God, now I have all these little pieces of toast stuck on it and now my butter has the little toast things on it. This doesn't happen to you guys.
That's not butter though. It's literally called, I can't believe it's not butter.
I know, because it's butter. It's the same as butter. You're like, oh my God, is this butter? No, I can't believe it. It's not butter.
I can't believe you, Billy.
So you're saying it's well named. You're saying the best of
the perfect name.
You're saying that, well, it is the best of names, of course, because no other product has such a long name. So it's not surprising at all that would be your favorite. I can't believe it's not butter is way too long a brand
name. It's factual though, Dan. But you taste it and you're like, this is really good butter. Like, hey, no, that's not butter. Like, I can't believe it's not butter.
Are you arguing, is this the poll question? Are you arguing that I can't believe it's not butter is better than real butter?
Sure.
You're just being lazy though, Billy. Like, if you leave out the stick butter for 10 minutes and you have I can't believe it's not butter, then you have two equal things where it's easy to spread the real butter and it's just not even close, Billy. Yeah. Let's do a taste. You know, when we get back in the studio, first thing we do is a taste test. I guarantee you prefer real butter.
Guarantee you can't tell the difference.
I bet you I can.
Well, you got to keep in mind that margarine is like one or two molecules away from being plastic. So
Wait, what?
You do have to keep that in mind, Roy.
Wait a minute. Learning something. Wait a minute. Billy's just been
That's
horrified.
That's not true.
Roy?
What he's saying is not true.
I mean, Roy's saying
butter's the healthiest thing on earth, Roy. Please get out of here.
At least it's edible.
I know, but Roy, you're saying like you have to keep in mind. Like everyone knows that.
Exactly.
That's the first time I'm hearing
Well, you
about
do
it.
Have to keep it in mind, Roy.
Well,
now
you
I
don't.
Do.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
My God. Have to keep it in mind.
A bunch of library nerds here, Stugatz. Everybody's doing all this research on everything before you eat it. How's that even possible? How do you guys have time in the day to look up everything before you eat it? Just eat it and keep moving with your life. That's what you got to do. You're not going to enjoy anything. Dan, that's why you're eating all this quinoa and all this kale and this and that. Just stop looking into what's into this food. You don't want to know what's into any of this food, all right? Don't look into what's chickens, how chickens are done here, and corn and all of that. You don't want to, don't ask, don't tell as far as it comes to food. You don't want to know about any of that stuff.
I can't believe it's not plastic.
Billy, this is funny that you say that. Did you guys see Brandon Marshall and Ocho Cinco going back and forth? Because they were going back and forth in a way that it was great television. It was funny. They were legitimately arguing because Chad Johnson, not unlike Billy, was arguing about, this is the logic point Chad Johnson was making. I ate McDonald's my whole career. I never got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point that you just, I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's yelling.
You're stopping before we get to the science of it. He says it hardened his insides so that he couldn't get hurt. How do you argue that? It hardened his insides. How many times was he hurt?
He was never
hurt.
How
many times was Brandon Marshall hurt?
That's right. Mm-hmm. How great McDonald's. Was that? Billy, did you enjoy that though? Because Brandon Marshall is sitting there taking care of his body and talking about, and Brandon Marshall has had mental health stuff on learning the things that need to be learned, like Roy is trying to teach us about the way to eat correctly. Brandon Marshall is making...
Roy is not the one to tell us how to eat correctly either, all right?
Blue Doritos.
Look into what's into Doritos, Roy, okay? Like, come on with, do you know what's in butter? Do you know what's in margarine? Do you know what's in Doritos? No way in hell that you're eating red syrup number this and that. Get out of here. Roy, that's not healthy for you either, okay?
You know, I eat other foods other than Doritos. I'm actually a healthy eater. So.
Roy, we've seen you eat. Forget we've worked.
Yeah. You've been around me for 24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, but Roy's the healthiest amongst us. Like, Billy, you're the one at the doctor all the time.
No, he's the skinniest. Yeah, he doesn't eat the healthiest.
Guys, this stuff is a crapshoot. I'm telling you, okay? Like, I think Chad Johnson's right. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. Eat McDonald's and you might not get injured. You're trying to, you know, you're in peak physical condition like Marshall and you're out every other game.
But Tom Brady would argue about his success being the one interesting public thing that Tom Brady has shown you behind the mythology is the idea, hey, my doctor who's not a doctor, I'm not cheating. This is not something illegal I am doing, even though I'm the guy who throws away his phone when the NFL comes to investigate. Tom Brady has been telling you that he has some secret formula. This is the thing he has sold more than any other, is it not, Stugatz? Like, in terms of his public face, what you know about the greatest winner of our times is he believes in that TB12 stuff, that it keeps you young, that he's been peddling that stuff, saying, no, the thing, I have an answer for you on why it is that I have been able to play this long. That answer is I adhere to a very specific discipline that keeps me young. And Chad Johnson is arguing with Brandon Marshall, and I had McDonald's and never got hurt.
I mean, eat a Big Mac every once in a while, TB12, and you'll enjoy life a lot more. I'm telling you, Big Macs are delicious. Mm-hmm. You know what happened to me? A mistake, but it was a blessing from the heavens. I tried to order a double cheeseburger plain, right? Cost-cutting measure. Mm-hmm. Wanted to go cheap. Double cheeseburger plain. Because I found out, if anyone's interested in this, here's
a mac sauce, double cheeseburger with mac sauce tastes
here's
like a
life
mac.
Hack attack, guys. I don't know if we still do life hack attacks. Here's a life hack attack. If you order a number one, a Big Mac, after they do all the, you know, bells and whistles and all that stuff, it's like $19. It's not. It's like $8. Yeah, but still, if you just do a double cheeseburger plain, fries and a Coke. And by the way, in McDonald's, any size Coke for $1, you could get a large for the same price as a small. So you get that combo, and it's like $5. So you save $3 that way. And all you're missing is really that piece of bread in the middle, but who wants that anyways, right? Mm-hmm. And also the little sesame seeds on the top. How do you feel about sesame seed buns? Now what we're talking about.
Big fan.
So you just do that. Where were we going with this? I forgot because
it felt like we weren't going anywhere. It felt like Billy went off wandering in Billy land.
The blessings from the heavens. Thanks, Dan, for reminding me. This is what happened. I ordered a double cheeseburger plain, and then I went to the window and they're like $7. And I'm like, $7? This is not the way I've calculated it in my mind. So what happened? I look at my bag because obviously I'm not going to confront anyone. I'm very non-confrontational. So I'm like, okay, take my $7. Let's see what's in this bag because that's what I'm going to eat because it's not what I ordered because I know the price for what I ordered. It was a double quarter pounder. Oh, half a pound. It was delicious. I've never had a double quarter pounder before. Have you? No. And neither has Tom Brady because all he does is look at what's in his food before he eats it.
Do you know that sesame seeds don't break down through your bowels?
Did you know the main ingredient in Doritos is an alkaline solution?
I want to.
We're eating batteries.
What is that? They also have beef flavor.
I want to get back here. Hold on a second, Roy, because I want to examine something. Because Roy has been a bit of a changed man through love, so I want to see if we have this wrong or not. Because I'm going to believe that the only reason that Roy knows that about margarine, although I may be wrong about this, but the only reason. That because Roy's been fasting and he's been doing things to honor his wife and his life. And so he has gotten very fit in the way that he eats, and he eats very specifically. But Roy, I thought that was all your wife's influence, that your knowledge of food, because all I know you as is a man who for 10 years was eating his entire diet came out of a very sad waxy vending machine in old radio. And so I don't think of you as a healthy eater. I think of you as somebody who's been cleaned up by love. Do I have that wrong?
No, that is absolutely wrong, because I've known about that fact for a very long time. And the only thing, the fact that I only ate Doritos at the Waxy Studio is because really that was the only thing they had. If I could actually leave the studio and get food.
Oh my God.
Roy, you used to just eat French fries for lunch. Roy, like you would go down to the Clevelander and just order French fries.
Roy, yeah, I've seen you eat.
Yeah, because there's a lot of healthy stuff at the Clevelander.
Is Roy lying? Salads. They are salads. There's salmon. There's all sorts of.
It's the beach. There's green everything everywhere.
You know what's never happened to me? Me asking a question on an assumption that I've made that I felt was based in fact, and I ask Roy, hey, can you confirm this? And him say, you're absolutely right. It's either, well, it's none of your goddamn business, or I'm wrong.
Roy, that about covers it, okay? Roy, you're laughing at that because that's exactly what happened. Yes. Now, Roy, all of us, going back to this time when this intern was being sent to the Pleasure Emporium next door, I've spent 10 years with Roy where I've only, Stugatz, you know this to be true, that the only things I've seen him eat is scavenger stuff when we're someplace, and he's the first one to whatever junk is being brought out, because he's a piranha in terms of an eater.
He ate the entire menu at Prime 112 when you were paying them.
Yes, yes. I think you took things home.
You,
I thought I saw you with a steak in your pocket.
I've never seen someone box scotch before.
Roy, this is something that has been, and so other than these meals where you're leaving a restaurant with steak in your pockets, you are someone who has, for 10 years, eaten Doritos from a vending machine for 10 years. When and how and where did you become healthy eater guy? Because all of us are calling bullshit on you on this.
When I'm at home.
You're such a liar. He's pulling a Greg Cody.
Get out of here, Tom. Call me a liar. No,
Greg Cody. Just won't take the L.
Also, by the way, for Mr. Everybody Knows This About Butter, I looked up right here. I Googled it. Spreads are typically lower in calories, fat, and saturated fat than butter.
Yeah, but
what does that have
worse
to do with what I just said?
Yeah, tastes worse.
What's a plastic?
You said that butter is healthier, that the other thing's plastic.
I didn't say that butter was healthier.
I don't see any percentage plastic on here. I'm looking at this thing. It doesn't say like 98% plastic on my margarine. I'm telling you, and it says 64% vegetable oils. Vegetables, that's good, right? No?
Yeah, but I didn't say that butter was healthier. That's not what I said.
I found out because one time I was wiping and there was a sesame seed. I did that thing to glance at how much I had to keep wiping because sometimes it's like a marker down there. Geez. And there was a sesame seed on it. And I was like, huh, look at that.
Did you take a picture?
I almost did.
I love everybody.
That's disgusting.
Does that ever happen to you? Like, cool. Do you ever wipe and have a piece of food there that didn't break down in your bowel system?
No, probably it has.
You pay a staggering amount of attention to your bowels.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone
bowels.
Does, no? I mean, you got to check it.
Look
at your poop, Chris.
The whole concept of being regular, I don't even know what that means. I just have to take a shit and I go shit.
I look at my poop every time. I've never taken a shit and not looked at my poop.
No, unless there's blood in it, just keep moving, man.
Whitty, that was great.
How do you know when to stop wiping?
No, I'm with Billy. Listen, you look down for a second, you admire your work, okay? And then if there's no blood in it, you move on with your day.
I've had plenty of blood.
I don't care
what
there could be peanuts in there. I said peanuts. I don't care what else is in there.
I got to keep checking because I need to see the health of my stool because there's been blood in it. I internalized my stress.
You have like a log?
If I see like a really long, big piece of poop, I think to myself, what did I eat? Because that was I had a good process there.
Wait, Bill, did you just have Mike documenting his shits?
Yeah, like a photo log of what's happening just to make sure when things are regular.
Ever since I had diverticulitis, I haven't had a healthy poop. I haven't had a log poop since 2008.
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I have a lot of log poops. Let's discuss what we eat differently. Like, why are my poops log and yours aren't?
The food poisoning that I got in Vegas that caused diverticulitis in me totally ruined my intestines to the point that I can't have a hard, healthy log anymore. I miss it. I miss the satisfaction of
As you should. There's nothing like a log. I
miss like the liquid just flowing out of you. Like I haven't had that in years.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
You have diarrhea.
I'm just saying, like, the way Mike longs for having a long, solid piece of poop, like, it's just I haven't had in a while.
Slow down. Hold on a second. We need to revisit this. You missed diarrhea, and you haven't had diarrhea in years?
No. I've had diarrhea. I've had poops where it comes out quick, but it's like there's just something about that satisfaction of you can release it, and it all flows out like liquid, as opposed to having to get out a long tube.
No.
I miss diarrhea is a staggeringly bad
It's the strangest take yet. And there's a satisfaction that you get out of having diarrhea because it comes out quicker than...
No, I'm saying when you're pooping, maybe this isn't diarrhea. When you've had maybe Mexican food or you've eaten something where it is about to flow out of you and you sit down, there's no struggle there. It just floods out of you. It's not painful. Whereas if you have a big log, sometimes it can be a bit of a push.
What do you think diarrhea is? Just so we're all on the same page in terms of the definition.
Well, I was thinking diarrhea is like when you're like sick and you're like feeling like shit and you start pooping liquid. Like sometimes I poop liquid that I don't feel like it's diarrhea because I don't feel sick.
It is a good point about the log and the diarrhea, Bill. The diarrhea does come out seamlessly. Okay, there's never an issue with it coming out. The log, there is a push occasionally that really, really hurts.
Billy, what are you what do you think diarrhea is?
Diarrhea is liquid poop.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's porn. You know when you see it.
When you say diarrhea, I think of like being in pain, though. You can have diarrhea and not be in pain.
Hmm.
I want to take you inside my shit for just a moment because what I usually do is somewhere between the standard poo and diarrhea. It's somewhere in the middle.
Right.
So when I
hybrid.
Yeah. When I get the diarrhea, it's actually my only source of satisfaction in knowing that I'm fully evacuated. That's what's so key about the log poop, guys. It's because after it's in the toilet and you have to flush it a few times because sometimes you have these F5s that come back that you feel like, I can eat anything that I want right now.
What is an F5?
An F5.
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, well, there was this whole, I think around the time that Brett Favre was texting his penis pictures to people, he would also text photos to his teammates of his stools. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone had an F5, it was a big deal. So while it's also the standard score for tornadoes, Brett Favre and his teammates had F5s for gigantic poos. Come on, guys. So I would always feel evacuated back in the days prior to 2008 when I had a log and it was in the toilet. I felt 10 pounds lighter. I felt like I could attack the day. Mm-hmm. I don't have that feeling anymore. I miss it. And I only get it through diarrhea now.
You guys agree that attempting to fart while you're experiencing diarrhea is the most dangerous of games, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Why
Who would
you
even
attempt?
Dare? Who
exactly.
would even dare?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Wouldn't you agree that trying to fart while having diarrhea? Thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate the help. I set this conversation out purposely. Let's just get to the poll question. You would agree that trying to fart while having diarrhea is the most dangerous of games?
Found myself in the real catch-22. When you have to pee and poop, but you're at a sporting event, and you're not going to poop at the sporting event, right? Mm-hmm. So you're at the urinal because you've been drinking beers, but also what beers does to your stomach is it makes you want to fart, and you're at the urinal and you're peeing. And it's a real dangerous game because you don't want to let out the fart that may also turn into poop.
Just so for everyone not watching, which is everyone, Roy says he only eats Doritos at work while eating a bag of Doritos at home.
Giant bag.
Yeah.
I'm working.
It's red number 40 in
checkmate.
There.
Checkmate.
Trying to figure out what team Dan's on. Is he on team Big Log or Diarrhea?
Yeah, how are your poops?
Yeah.
Honestly, I was sitting out the whole thing, and I'm going to continue to sit it out because this is a toilet humor that really demeans and cheapens us on the day that announcing that the Meadowlark flies and sings and John Skipper is our new CEO. We've got an artist.
You've explained that plenty. What does your shit look like?
Tell us.
All right, hold on a second. Before we go down this path, because I'm not interested in having this conversation.
What does your shit look like?
It's a simple question.
He must have the biggest shits of all of us.
I don't want to be talking to you guys about this.
Let me see your shit.
And toilet humor. I don't want to do toilet humor. It's why I didn't speak the entirety of the post-game show. When have I done toilet humor? That's Stugatz's realm. That's how he leads the army.
What's the consistency of it?
Yeah. Just tell us.
I'm not doing
Sometimes when it comes out, Or do you go,
look,
like,
I'm a journalist. This is all beneath the Metal Lark. The mighty Metal Lark flies and sings at the same time. It does not fly and sing and poop. Can we be above this, please?
Metal Larks poop also. Just if not, they die.
Everyone's got to poop.
Yeah.
You ever it's a fact. It's a book.
You ever have one of those phantom poops where you're like sitting over the toilet and you feel like what you put in the toilet is substantive, and then you look in the toilet bowl and there's nothing there.
What happens to it?
What happens?
Does it go straight down the drain? Like,
was it perfectly shaped?
Yeah.
What's did I imagine this poo?
That ever happened to you, Dan?
This is what I'm not going to do with you guys. What I'm going to do is watch what you're doing and see that from the seed that was originally in Mike's poop, where this segment started, that has since been fertilized by all the shit my colleagues are putting in your ears right now, so will the songbird soar, flying and singing at the same time, telling stories that come out of the orifice of its songbird mouth and not diarrhea jokes led by Stugatz in the army.
Did you ever fart with diarrhea? The next thing you know, there's just shit dripping down your leg.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's hard to explain.
Not a fart anymore.
I can't believe the disrespect from Billy and Chris Whittingham on diarrhea. Diarrhea has a bad name. If it was a different name, it wouldn't be thought of the way it is.
Disrespect. No.
Give it a different name. Yeah.
You're
go ahead,
clearing
Chris.
Your systems. It Give it flushes an agreeable... out. It's not painful. Chris, why do you dislike diarrhea?
Because it is generally associated with unhealth. Like, it is associated with you're having stomach issues, therefore it's coming out
right.
liquid.
It's an alarming thing to be like, why is it all liquid right now? But it's not a painful experience. Like, it's like, wow, I am getting flushed out right now.
We can all agree, though, that the actual dangerous game is the post-shower shit, correct?
Oh, yeah,
right.
You can't do it.
Ooh,
it's
very
awful.
Dangerous.
There are times that I just suffer through what is very clearly a diarrhea shit just because I'm like, I just cleaned my butt. I'm not cleaning it again. I refuse.
Brid did some research. It wasn't Jason Spain, so back to square one.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Well, who was it? I mean, how'd you research that it wasn't Jason Spain?
Because I texted him, Stugatz. Oh. He said he doesn't remember.
Okay.
Tell him I said hello.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
Tell the Udonis Haslam anecdote you put in the
chat.
Yeah,
for real. I was
really
kind of just trying to lobby
really
up for that.
Apparently he was sent to get coffee for Udonis Haslam, even though Udonis Haslam did not want coffee, and it wound up going to Stugatz.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.